Headlining the conference was Dr. David Cole, a professor emeritus with Virginia Tech's Agriculture and Economics Department. And Dr. Cole, of course, we've heard you speak here in North Dakota several times before this. A lot has changed within the past couple years, with your talk today being titled Agriculture Today, A New Era of Prosperity or Temporary Opportunity. And so this may be a bit of a rhetorical question, but can you walk us through that statement?
I think one of the directions that we really go, I don't think it's a temporary opportunity. I think it's permanent opportunity for the ones that have a high business and financial IQ that manage the controllables and manage around the uncontrollables. Now, it's going to be a temporary opportunity or no opportunity at all for those that don't follow those types of protocols.
You also talked a lot about the government payments that farmers received in 2020, and those payments in 2021 are expected to decrease by nearly 40%. What sort of an impact will that have not only on the farmer and rancher, but the agricultural economy as well?
I think it has a tremendous impact, and not only on the farm economy, but the machinery dealers, seed technology, the whole thing. Really, agriculture producers in the latter part of this year and into next year really have to start developing a game plan with a 10, 20, 50% reduction in government payments. What are we going to do? And what that all leads back to is that high business and financial IQ, having a plan, marketing and risk management plan, and executing the plan.
And finally, you touched a bit on the global economies. So where does that fit into U.S. agricultural economics?
One of the things, well, we've been bickering here in the United States, Europe's been bickering, China's moving full steam ahead through their Silk and Belt Road Initiative. And they've invested over $1 trillion in 68 countries around the world. Some of our major ag competitors like Brazil, Argentina, in Eastern Europe. And so one of the things that we got to be really careful is when we have higher corn prices, soybean or wheat prices, other countries are going to react to that as well. And think about it. Brazil and Argentina can put the size of half the size of Texas into production in a matter of a year or two. And so the implication is competition is going to pick up.
We've been visiting with Dr. David Cole, Professor Emeritus at Virginia Tech. Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.